Femme Frontera has new funding opportunities for self-identifying female and non-binary filmmakers from the El Paso, Las Cruces, and Juarez region. This year, they are offering $1,500 in screenwriting grants and $5,000 in filmmaking grants to filmmakers exclusively here in our border region. Here to tell us all about it are Angie Reza Torres and Jasmine Harvey. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. And so before we dive into these amazing granting opportunities, I just wanted to check in with you. I know, Jasmine, we haven't talked. I did talk to Angie before and we did the whole, how are you doing? How's the pandemic treating you? So yeah, how are you doing? How's the pandemic treating you?
I mean, I think I'm doing just as good as anybody right now. I feel really grateful. I haven't had anybody close to me get sick. I'm really grateful for that. I'm happy that I'm able to do this work right now, that we're able to communicate over Zoom and that we're able to connect. But yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm learning a lot from the pandemic, but I've been able to work. Last year, I worked on The Harder They Fall, which was a Netflix movie that shot here in Albuquerque.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I was able to actually like be out in the world. And aside from wearing masks all day, it felt pretty normal. It was interesting to kind of see the evolution of COVID rules on set, learned a lot about how to stay safe. And then I've been working on my own creative projects a lot. I feel like with this extra time that we have, you know, everybody's been able to write more or to draw more, get back into that hobby that like they didn't have time for before. So I have been writing a lot.
That's amazing. And, you know, I'm optimistic. I can't wait to see the art that comes from this time of having, you know, artists kind of incubated and, you know, self-isolating at home. And 2 years from now, I don't know what's going to come out, but I think it's going to be beautiful, whatever it is.
Yeah. And I feel like not only the art that's coming from the pandemic, but what the pandemic has done to our industry, you know, because mm-hmm. it's kind of like shattered a lot of restrictions that might have been there before. I feel like now is the time for women of color. It's the time for indie filmmakers. The fact that a lot of films are now on online platforms just kind of levels the playing field in a way that we haven't seen it in a really long time. So yeah, I'm excited too to see what comes out of it in the next 2 years.
So before we dive into these granting opportunities, we talked, I think, before the Femme Frontera Film Festival, which I know had to go virtual this past year. What were the outcomes from that? I was thinking maybe you all would have had a wider audience since you went virtual. How did that go?
It went really well, thankfully. We reached over 200 households all over the country. And so for us to be able to have had the access spread out across technology was actually really fortunate for us in helping us expand, especially because a lot of times we're able to take our lineups on tour and we haven't been able to do that. So this was just as good, if not better, because people got to experience what everyone who comes to see the first show experiences during the premiere, which personally to me is probably our most powerful show. Just because we have the Q&A, the filmmakers are present, everything's happening for the first time. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I love the in-person and I think people like to see other people and it is nice to be there and have that experience. But I'm glad that it didn't hurt you in any way. I mean, it just opened up other doors possibly.
We're able to also make a lot of new connections. Leaders from organizations from around the country who are noticing what we do, you know, I mean, that's how we got started with partnering the first time that we ever had a showcase in 2016. That's how the tour got started, was because someone saw us and said, you got to take this thing on the road. We're interested in you having a screening with us. So we're interested in working with you. The same thing has happened now again, since putting this up online. So it's really exciting. And the opportunities keep coming. I mean, it's all a very organic process, but one that I definitely don't take for granted.
Yeah. And I think it's been cool how we've, and everyone again has had to adapt to like, how do we do this event that usually would be in person and it would be so exciting and so fun to see everybody. How do we capture that and put it online? And what we did was we had after parties like in Zoom, like right after our showcase, which was live. And that was, you know, a lot of behind the scenes work between like Angie, Steven, and Abigail, our web designer. And the after party was fantastic. You know, I feel like everybody showed up to our Zoom and we got to talk with the filmmakers and still do a Q&A. So it's been interesting how we've had to adapt that.
As somebody who attends, you still want that sense of community. I mean, we're all in our homes. We're all in our homes right now. It is really nice to be here and talk to you in this way. So to have that and to continue it, I think I appreciate it more, quite frankly. I don't know how you all feel, but it is nice.
Absolutely. I think we all really need and are craving community right now.
Oh, heck yeah. And it's also, to me anyway, and I don't know how you all feel. I mean, you guys are the ones actually creating, but to me, this time has highlighted the importance of what creative people do. In your case, you know, filmmakers. Well, maybe not so much in film, because I've watched way more Netflix in my life than ever. But we know the value of it, right? Like, we've had a whole year of what the heck do we do without this stuff? And I, for one, I mean, I've always appreciated the value, but it's heightened. I don't know how you all are feeling about that.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely heightened the value of that, but I feel like it's also heightened the value of what stories we are spending our time with, mm-hmm. and who is telling that story.
Yes, and you guys are on it.
We try to.
Yes, I mean, we all know that women are great and we are creators and that we have a voice and we have something to say. And you've been working hard at making sure that our voices are heard. And yeah, you're right. Now more than ever, it's like, you know what? We do want to hear their voices. We do want to see their work.
Yeah. And when I'm like browsing on Netflix or on any other platform, like, I want to see a story that I feel is genuine, you know, and not just tokenizing or not connecting to the actual people that the story's about.
Right. Okay, so now tell us about these opportunities, because this is a perfect segue. Like, how do you make your own story?
We're very fortunate this year, through support from the Ford Foundation and through the generosity of donations that came our way for El Paso Giving Day, we were able to create 4 additional grants than the usual one that we have every year. The grant that we usually have is just a film grant for any level of production. And that is just one grant for the region. So El Paso, Juarez, and Las Cruces are always competing for the one $2,500 micro grant. This year, for the first time now, we have a Juarez grant as well for $2,500. So we'll have one for each side of the border. And then we have $500 grants, screenwriting grants, for El Paso, Las Cruces, and Juarez each. So for us, it's very important now to give each region their own unique grant. And so we're super excited to be able to have expanded the program to include all that this year. And anyone who wants to apply just has to go to femfrontera.org, and under programs, there's a link to funding. And you can be an emerging filmmaker, an established filmmaker, as long as you're from that region, you're female identifying or non-binary.
And how does that work? Are they expected then to showcase the work at Fem Frontera as it comes up? Or what are the requirements in terms of seeing the work or experiencing the work?
The screenwriting grant, we're hoping will lead people into the development grant the following year.
Nice.
If you were to apply for the development grant now with an idea that you already have, you're already kind of producing your film and you receive that grant, then your film is automatically accepted into the showcase for 2021. However, we are granting exceptions or extensions because of COVID. If you're not able to actually produce your film, then you'd be in the showcase in 2022. In the case of the screenwriting grants, which again are $500 each, you would apply by essentially giving us a short synopsis of like, what is the story that you want to tell? And then the $500, you can use it however you want in order to develop your screenplay, which could mean buying yourself a laptop, getting yourself groceries so that you can eat while you write. It's loose, right? And then in the summer, we would workshop that script with you. So the idea is that you create a script and then maybe the next year you would apply to the development grant and then produce the script.
That is so amazing. All the while having you all as a resource, right? I mean, workshopping it and then, okay, here's how then you would possibly apply to make it happen. That's beautiful, you guys. My little heart's like, yeah.
And our feeling with like the screenwriting grants, you know, is that like right now it's really hard to produce work. It's really hard to actually go out and shoot in a safe way. And it's really expensive. Like if you're actually going to get everybody on your crew tested. So we don't want to put anybody in a situation where they feel like they have to put themselves in danger, essentially. Mm-hmm. So that's the idea with the screenwriting grant, to still motivate artists here to produce work with the time that they have.
So what do you say to somebody considering or somebody that's listening? Because I know a lot of getting your creative self out there is just that part of getting over the fear of it. And then once you get past that, gangbusters from there. So what do you say to somebody that's like, I have a story?
I love that question so much. And I think Angie has something to say too. But all I want to say is if you're scared of applying, you should apply.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, because it means that it means something to you. You know, your work matters to you and you have something important to say. Femme Frontera has always been a community of both emerging and established. Mm-hmm. We all help uplift and support each other. We all have something important to say. You know, we had so many first-time filmmakers in this last lineup, and I promise you, you couldn't tell who is who. And a lot of those filmmakers were hesitant to even apply and submit their films. And I was literally on the phone telling them, you must apply and submit your film. You know, I'm a first-time feature screenwriter. Like, I'm writing my first feature script for the first time ever. I'm making the plunge, too. This is a very supportive community, and you won't be judged. You know, we're here to help. Just send us emails, phone calls, texts, whatever you need. We're here to help you. And we're more than anything, we're here to support more stories from the border region told by women. So let's get it done. Be part of that community.
Whether you get the grant or not, and I think this goes for a lot of submissions, not just Femme Frontera, but for if you're applying for any kind of grant, a good mantra is make the effort, release the outcome. Whether you get it or not doesn't matter, but the fact that you go through the process that we've laid out, our submission requirements are that you have to do a synopsis, you have to give us a budget sheet, a short bio. On one of them, you have to do a cover letter. On another one, on the on our $2,500 grant, you have to do an artist statement. All of those things, it's practice for the next one. You know, when you're writing about your own project, you know, all of that comes really easily, really naturally. But it's important to put yourself out there and for us to know that you exist and that you're wanting to create this work.
So you heard it here. If you're a budding or an established filmmaker, screenwriter, just do it. And, you know, you have an idea, just do it and apply. Angie, will you walk us through again how folks go through it and the level of the grants before we close out?
Absolutely. If you go to femfrontera.org, we have a menu bar at the top. Click onto programs, click onto funding, and the rest will guide you through the process. If you have any questions throughout the process, again, our email is listed on the website. Feel free to contact us. Even questions about the application itself. If you don't understand something, if you need more clarity, we're here to help you.
Beautiful. Well, today my guests have been Angie Rezatures and Jasmin Harvey. We've been talking about the granting opportunities that Femme Frontera has for all of us. So check out femfrontera.org for all the information. Angie, Jasmin, thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marina.